Miss Witter had a grown-up daughter, had the hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. This little baby then became the brother-in-law to dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him brother to the Witter's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
Now it sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. My father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, 'cause he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa. Now, if my wife is my grandmother, so then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
I'm my own grandpa.
Dog, that is.
Did you figure it out yet? I did.
This is a very famous song, and there's a story about this song that, you know, back in the 30s, 40s, probably even later, they used to sell songs. You know, people would write a song and sell it, you know. And there was a guy named Sid Nathan who owned a company called King Records, and they recorded everything from the Stanley Brothers to James Brown. But back in the 40s, they were just getting started. I think they had Homer and Jethro and a few other artists, and I guess that Sid Nathan sent out this guy looking for songs, and he called him back one day and said, you know, I've got a song here, it's a waltz. He said, really? It's a really great song, but it's $50. He said, $50 is too much for a waltz. And the rest is history. This is the Tennessee Waltz. Patti Page had a big hit with it. And, I mean, this song made millions of dollars, and it became the state song of Tennessee. And, let me get to that part. One day, the Tennessee legislature, somebody dosed them with LSD. Because they voted out the Tennessee Waltz. I don't know how you do that. You just censure. I don't know whether it's
impeachment or what? How you get rid of a state song, but they did. And they made Rocky Top. Now I got nothing against Rocky Top, but let's face it, Rocky Top is no Tennessee Waltz. Especially the way Dale sings it here.